is a fantastic event. It's pretty grueling. It's four marathons or four half marathons in 4 days, but the people, you know, they come nervous about it and they leave, you know, exhilarated with it. All this, they just we're a very tired and very happy bunch of people leaving from to go back to everywhere, France, Germany, UK, you know, from everywhere, you know, or from all over Europe. It was a fantastic turnout, and the results across the board showed that as well.
Now, very much a case of taking part and a huge commitment for all involved, but let's give credit to the person who has completed the four marathons with the best time. Who emerged at the end of it all?
Brian McFlynn from Belfast, a young lad. I think he's about 29, and he run a very steady 4 day marathon. Even yesterday, Saturday, which is Memorial, which is, as everybody knows, Memorial climb is a big one, and he was still reducing on his marathon time each day, and then today he smashed it all together. He would have been the first guy, I'm pretty sure, from my memory, is the first guy that run the four marathons and broke a three-hour marathon. I think he was 2:56 or something like that today.
Right, tremendous achievement. Yeah. And
fantastic runner.
You had, of course, some testing weather conditions between wind and rain over the few days.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part and parcel of it, isn't it? If I came here in the good weather, I'd be saying, you know, I think one of these, Malinhead was pretty challenging, you know. But then a few visitors from America, and their comment was, well, that's how we see Malinhead. So they probably would have been disappointed if they had got it any other way, but it was very one day and very wet in Malinhead on Friday.
And of course, you had the half marathon event as well, which was certainly helped to attract more numbers. And many of those who've done the half may well be tempted to try and do the full in the future.
Yeah, the quadrathon seemed to have always been about the marathon, but last year the half started growing, and this year it was about 50-50. No, there was the same amount of entries for the halves as there was for the full. And the halves, you know, you can't knock, you know, because each course has got a pretty, you know, grueling stage to it at some point. But the halves get that as well. You know, for example, the half marathon yesterday, everybody still had to go over Mamore. You know, so the half marathon is quite tough. You know, it's not just they get the half distance and they get the endurance with it.
And fair to say, no doubt people will reflect and have tremendous memories. Some may have taken in the scenery more than others, but at the finish today, I'm sure there were scenes of sheer delight as people got over the line to complete the event.
Yeah, our timing company, Primal Track, said that they've never seen an event that so many people came across the line smiling. they thought it was absolutely amazing. They're just exhilarated after the 4 days. And the thing, you know, because it's a high marathon as well, you know, people know not to go out and, you know, they're running a marathon for 4 days, and they pace themselves, most of them pace themselves accordingly, you know. And you know, it's a major scenic marathon, so, you know, a lot of people just take their time as well and want to have a good look around them as well and see the scenery and then show them.
Well, you've been responsible for coordinating and organising a number of extreme events, and this event, I see already there's postings up for next year.
Yeah. Well, it's opening. The quarters in 2019 is opening tomorrow morning, and we're hoping to get a decent influx of entries, you know, in the first month. Definitely based on the feedback we've had today.
Yeah, and speaking...
A spectator who was a British pentathlete, I think, years ago, but he had to retire because he was blind. And he was over... He trained a guy at a gym, which for people with maybe men's mental health issues and things like that, and trains him. And he was a guy over here, and... he came over with him, and he's actually coming back next year. He's going to be blind. He can only see a bit of foot in front of him. And he said he's definitely going back next year to run the quad with him. He felt he'd never experienced an event like it. No.
Wonderful, and great to see so many people from abroad taking part. I see there was a French competitor, Francis Delassus, who was well up there.
Yeah, Francis came second. No. It was closely followed by a local guy, but Francis was the second in the Warrior, which was the four marathons. He'd been here 2 years ago as well, and he was a good steady runner. I suppose he had the experience. He knew what he was up against in terms of the train this time. No.
And you were going to mention there a third place was a local runner.
First over 40, but I'm pretty sure it was Nigel Davenport from Whitecastle, up near Quigley's Point, and this was Nigel's first time to even enter any of their events, and he ran an excellent run. Each day, again, he paced himself well, so each day his marathon times improved.
And a feature of the race as well, a very big female participation.
Almost 50. I think 10 days beforehand it was 49%, and I know with the late entries, I don't know whether it went 50 or over it. So we're looking 50-50.
Right.
So we can't say that the women's soft, can we?
and looking at some of the times, just glancing through them there, Irish participants very much well up that leaderboard. Deirdre Lynn, she was one of the most consistent Irish ladies.
Yeah, Deirdre has been here before. Deirdre is from Mayo, and Deirdre and another lady from Portadown, Helena Dorman. Very, very steady, used to that type of train, like the Hull Marathons as well. Both of them had excellent runs.
Do we know who was first female?
Deirdre was the first, and Helena was second female home in the Warrior. And then Mariah Thompson, which I think was from Aberdeen. I'm pretty sure, I think she was from Aberdeen, was the first female home in the half marathon. And an English guy, Peter Dumbly, he was the first male. He was the first male over the 4 days in the half marathon also.
And no doubt, finally and briefly, you'd like to extend not only congratulations to all those who took part, but also a word of thanks to the many people who helped make this event happen.
Oh yeah, I've told them today, the quadrathon has always been about the finisher more so than the winner, and this is why they get this amazing medal. The medal comes together, it's like a plaque, because we reward everybody that crosses the finish line. And as you say, it takes a lot of help and a lot of people on board to make an event like this work, because you're really staging an international event. People don't keep coming back from other countries unless they feel that it's that quality of an event. So the quality of the event's very high, and that's where I want to keep it. It'll always be high.
And I see you have another event coming up in October, the Tough Inish event. It's over 12 hours.
I've got to get my batteries recharged for that one. get going on that one. We need to get. Hello.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, sorry, there was something. That's on in mid August, and I need to really get down to the other one and get that one sorted, and I'll definitely get more interest in that. Hopefully from the Donegal area. Basically, what it is 50% of the race challenge, which happens in March there, by the Garden. So the best way to explain this event is 50% of it. And it's a good testing event for anybody that even is thinking about it. 24-hour race, be it the race or quest or whatever. And as well as that, I'm trying to encourage teams of twos, or solos and teams of two and three to enter that one as well.